day. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's a shock right out of the blue. No one ever suspected, you know. What can you say? It's a total shock. I'm still just a little bit numbed by it all. My wife called me this morning. I was still in bed. Actually, she was out shopping, and she called, got a call from her sister who said she heard it on the news, and I thought it might have been another one of those internet stupid joke, hoaxes. I hoped it was, but obviously it was not.
That's Mickey Dolenz commenting on the passing of his friend and former bandmate Davy Jones. Jones died this week of a heart attack at the age of 66. The death of icon Davy Jones, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into a Talk Radio review for the week ending Friday, the 2nd of March. We're going to review during this hour all top 10 hits in talk radio this week, determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Number 9, the countdown, is Google's new privacy rules that have gone into effect. From our Countdown affiliate, KFAB in Omaha, host Gary Saddlemeyer talks to attorney Scott Vernick, who specializes in privacy issues, and they talk about what we need to know regarding the privacy policies now in effect at Google.
There has been a lot of people and agencies, including the Federal Trade Commission, as well as the Electronic Privacy Information Center, that have had a little bit of heartburn about this and what exactly, because Google is... violated its privacy or done some things where they haven't disclosed everything in their privacy policies in the past. Try to sort this out a little bit for those of us that our minds are just kind of like, what are we talking about here with privacy policies in Google?
Sure. Let me sort of give you the ABCs of how this works. Back at the end of January, what Google said is, look, we have 70 privacy policies. We're going to take 60 of those privacy policies and we're going to boil it down into one privacy policy. And we're going to make very explicit something that we've actually been able to do for a long time.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
This is Talk Radio On the Air, a review of the hot hits in talk radio through the week and on the weekend. We focus on the GOP race, the primaries today, and here Brian Thomas talks on the radio to Mitt Romney about his plan to deal with inflation and unemployment.
We have seen the president try and try and try again, throwing money at the situation economically we face here in the United States. Inflation and joblessness are becoming, or have been, a tremendous problem. I'd say inflation is becoming a problem. Gas has gone through the roof. Accordingly, food prices have gone through the roof. And I know the government doesn't, you know, include those in deciding whether or not we have any inflation, but we are experiencing real inflation. Throw on top of that Ben Bernanke and his printing press monetizing the debt. How would you, what would you, President Romney, do to deal with inflation and joblessness in this country?
Well, that's the real issue today. And I know that a lot of people are talking about a lot of different issues, but my focus is on the economy and getting people back to work. I mean, I spent my life in the real economy. I haven't just studied it, haven't just talked about it at congressional hearings. I've actually lived in the economy. I've helped start businesses. I've helped create jobs. I know how the economy works. And the best thing I can do to help people who are suffering with high gasoline prices is to get ourselves energy independent by opening up our oil and gas and coal resources in this country, and get people good jobs again. We have made it harder and harder for businesses to compete in the U.S., and we've made it easier and easier for China to steal our jobs and close our factories. And I'm going to crack down on China and make sure they finally abide by the rules of fair trade that they agreed to. And you do these things, among other things, tax reform, regulatory reform, you'll get this economy going again and help people who are really suffering in America today.
Well, I would like to think you could also deal with the environmentalists who appear to have taken over every regulatory agency, because they are, in fact, the biggest enemy the United States faces today. I mean, there are a variety of reasons the fuel prices would be up. One is global instability. If we can bring about stability through drilling of a variety of types of fuels, whether it's natural gas or oil, or building nuke plants in this country, we can bring about energy stability here. I'm going to suggest, and want to hear your comments on this, that we don't, that the environmentalists don't want us to have an abundance of cheap energy, because it creates and continues the, well, epic consumption of the United States.
Brian, I think you're absolutely right. I think the extreme environmentalists, I mean, I think we're all, I consider myself a true environmentalist, but I'm not one of these extremists who thinks that we should try and shut down our use of carbon-based fuels. I mean, I want coal, I want clean coal, I want oil, I want gas, and yet the EPA under this president has done everything in its power to make it harder to get gas out of the ground, to hold off on drilling for oil. They've made mining coal almost impossible and using it almost as difficult. And the result of all this is we have become extremely dependent upon the oil cartels, and that's got to stop.
Next up, talk host Brian Wilson with Fritz Wenzel from the Ron Paul campaign. They talk about the millions being spent on ads by other candidates. Paul spending basically nothing.
Just from a purely strategic standpoint, Fritz, to the extent that, again, that you can comment, we're getting bombarded, not that we're complaining, at least the sales department and the Death Star is not complaining, about the load of Santorum, Romney, Gingrich political ads that we're running here on the station. But it is noticeable that we haven't heard word one about Ron Paul. Is are we holding up our end of the bargain here, or is this is Ohio just not a state that the Paul campaign feels inclined to invest?
Well, I'm afraid this is probably mostly my fault, because our numbers in Ohio are not where they need to be to justify a huge expenditure of money. So I'll take all the blame for that. But,
okay. Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you in that regard. Then, is that the algorithm? Do the popularity numbers, the poll numbers, have to meet or surpass a certain percentage in order to justify an investment of campaign dollars? Is that the way it works?
Yeah. There's some. They say that polling is part science, part art, and that's kind of the artistic part of it. That we put into the mix. And it's not as if we get on a conference call and I just say don't buy any Ohio media. It's frankly made by, this decision is made by the elders on the campaign itself, but they know where they can make the most they can get the most bang for their buck, and in this go around it's not in Ohio. They also frankly know also into that algorithm goes the discussion about the makeup of the media markets, and they do know that in Toledo they do well without having to advertise because it is a very libertarian media market when it comes to the Republican primary election. You've got the Tea Party organizations, four of them in this media market that are really pretty strong. They're known far and wide for their strength and their devotion. And knowing that, it actually hurts you a little bit in the wallet because I think the process here is that they know that you guys are going to talk about Ron Paul anyway, and so they don't necessarily need to come in with a paid message when they've got some grassroots support.
Would you like to have some more info on today's primaries? Well, we'll have that with more talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Radio has never said.
Want to get music and navigation combined? The in-dash Sony AV receivers with navigation deliver high-fidelity audio, best-in-class video quality, and navigation from TomTom. Listen to music from your iPod or iPhone. Watch videos on this all-in-one system, which comes preloaded with maps of the U.S. and Canada and has the latest maps guaranteed. With its Bluetooth technology, you can receive phone calls hands-free and stream music wirelessly. Learn more at sony.com/navigation.
Looking for a way to enjoy your MP3 music without seeing messy wires? The in-dash Sony DSX digital media receiver features an integrated USB tune tray that lets you connect, store, and control your MP3 player behind the sleek flip-down faceplate. Now you can enjoy great audio quality for your music without visible wires. Plus, the Bluetooth technology provides hand-free phone access and streaming audio ability. Learn more at sony.com/DSX.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know, this program called the Talk Radio Review is talk radio and talk television at its best, including this show hosted by Wayne Cabot, who is on with CBS News' Barry Bogdano. They talk about why Ohio is so important in today's slate of caucuses and primaries.
Why is Ohio so important?
Well, for a couple of reasons, Wayne. First of all, it's a battleground state in November, such a diverse state, really representative of the rest of the country. So if you do well in Ohio, you have a good chance of doing well in the rest of America. So it's important for candidates to show they have strength here. And secondly, it's been such a tough fight for Rick Santorum and for Mitt Romney in places such as this, where there is such a diverse array of voters. Not only do they have to win over conservatives, but also moderates within their own party, and both are scrapping here at the last minute to try to win enough votes to put them over the top, with the new polls out today showing the race is either too close to call or that Romney has a slight lead.
So with that poll results showing the race so tight, can either Romney or Santorum afford to lose Ohio and still have enough momentum to finish the race?
I think Romney can afford to lose Ohio. Whether it's going to be good for his ultimate chances is anyone's guess. He's already having trouble within his own party being perceived as the candidate that people are comfortable with. A new poll in the Wall Street Journal showed that about 60% of Republicans still view him unfavorably, which is just a terrible figure for somebody who's perceived to be the eventual nominee within the party. But Rick Santorum absolutely cannot afford to lose Ohio. He at least has to come extremely close here. He's already made a number of mistakes which are going to cost him delegates. His campaign has failed to file the proper paperwork to get to any of the delegates in three full congressional districts, and he could lose as many as 9 other delegates here, and he's also made similar problems in Tennessee and in Virginia. So Santorum really needs to pull out a victory here to give his candidacy new life and to keep it going.
Here's radio host Steve McIntosh, along with Ted Woodward. They talked to ABC Stephen Portnoy about the latest in the polls. It pretty much consistently shows Mitt Romney will pull ahead of Santorum.
Now, is this among Republican voters, these polls, or is it Republican?
This could indicate how this race will play out. These are particularly high-quality polls, so a lot of faith is being put in them. When Rick Santorum was up by 7, all the story coming out of Michigan was that Santorum had the momentum. He's leading in Ohio. And now just the opposite is true. The momentum is with Mitt Romney.
Well, what's the story? You think it's because, is it television or radio commercials? Is it that women don't like Santorum on contraception, something like that, do you think? Or do you have any idea?
It could have something to do with that. The other thing is, talking to voters here, most people are primarily concerned about the economy. They are not focused on social issues in the state of Ohio and the Rust Belt. They're concerned about manufacturing. Rick Santorum has tried to make that a key part of his campaign. He's been talking on the stump about how he wants to eliminate taxes for manufacturers. If you bring jobs into this country, this is something. Look, his campaign is slogan, Made in America, but it's not connecting with voters in the way that the talk of social issues connects with Rick Santorum supporters. People who support Rick Santorum in many ways are primarily motivated by their faith, by their enthusiasm for Santorum's faith, and less so by his economic policies. On the other hand, people who are primarily concerned about the economy are much more inclined, state after state, to support Mitt Romney. And that might be the similar dynamic playing out here.
You know, when Romney boldly says, and makes it very emphatic, I know how to run a company, I've run a company, I know about business, it's pretty difficult to argue with something like that.
He said last night in his stump speech that, it's not something he talked about in a subcommittee, but he's actually done it. He's created jobs and knocked on Rick Santorum, the idea that Santorum's experience with these issues is primarily dealt in the realm of legislation, that Romney can say that he's actually done it.
Let's focus on Israel and Iran and the Middle East. That's next year on the Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm David Travers, head of operations at Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. For more than 25 years, March for Babies has given us the opportunity to support families in our communities. Take steps to help women have healthy pregnancies across the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a daily overview of the big stories, what people are talking about from both television and radio. On TV, Cameron Hall talked to Mark Lander from the New York Times about President Obama's meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The reality here is you've got headlines talking about these two men having an adversarial relationship, not the best relationship, but they both know that this is high stakes and they both cannot come up short here.
Yeah, that's right, Tamron. And you saw both of them try very hard in their remarks before the meeting to say that Israel and the United States are standing shoulder to shoulder, with President Obama saying that the U.S. is committed to, you know, defending Israel. And also importantly for Prime Minister Netanyahu, that the U.S. recognizes that Israel has a right to defend itself. And that's the piece of President Obama's speech that Prime Minister Netanyahu zeroed in on his comments before the meeting. The reason he did that is because Israelis want a signal from the United States that if they judge that it's important to carry out a military strike on Iran, that the U.S. won't stand in the way, that they will allow Israel to take the steps it deems necessary. And I think that'll be a large part of the substance of the conversation between the two men.
Mark, let me play a little bit of what the president said before AIPAC this weekend.
Already there's too much loose talk of war. Over the last few weeks, such talk has only benefited the Iranian government. Now is not the time for bluster. Now's the time to let our increased pressure sink in and to sustain the broad international coalition we have built.
You know, the president is looking at this obviously globally. We're talking about even the price of oil being filtered into this conversation, while obviously, and I believe you've mentioned this as well, Israel is looking at its safety in this region. How do those differing goals, if they're even different at this point, affect the conversations today?
Well, Israel and the U.S. approach Iran from a somewhat different perspective. While both countries don't want Iran to get a nuclear weapon, Israel believes it faces a much more immediate threat. And the Israelis have judged that they also feel like they have less time to make a decision about when to go ahead with a military strike. President Obama, as he said in that excerpt, has spent a lot of time marshaling economic sanctions, building up support around the world for sanctions. And he believes there's enough time and space to let those sanctions bite and to see if they force the Iranian regime to change course. The Israelis feel that the window for that is closing, and it's closing really fast. And if they allow it to close without taking military action, they could find themselves in a position where the Iranians suddenly are in possession of nuclear weapons, which they've threatened already to use against Israel. And as the Israelis always say, that's an existential threat to Israel, which is something we don't necessarily feel here in the United States.
Here's host Alice Degman talking to foreign correspondent Robert Berger in Jerusalem about what he expects will come out of all of these talks.
We're going to be hearing a lot of stories in the next couple of days about nuclear talks with Iran, and it's really been ramping up over the past few weeks, and if not months. And I was wondering if you could give us some perspective. What do you expect the president and the prime minister to talk about today?
Well, the issue is really the possibility of an Israeli preemptive strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. This issue really is, as you were saying, has become a big issue in the past since early February, when the Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said that he thought Israel was going to carry out an attack in April, May, or June. And since then, there's been all kinds of a flurry of saber rattling here in Israel, and concerns in America that a war could break out. So basically, there's a difference in the U.S. and Israeli positions. Neither wants to see an Iran with a nuclear bomb. Israel fears that time is running out, while the U.S. believes there's more time for other efforts like sanctions rather than starting to pull the trigger on a war.
Now, the president yesterday, when speaking to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, he made it clear that American power is available to stop Iran from becoming a nuclear superpower. But in this day and age, is there any situation in your mind in which we'd want to help with an Iran engagement? I know Israel is one of our strongest allies, but is this something that we want to get involved in, or that we would need to get involved in?
Well, Israel feels that the talks and the engagement with Iran are basically, Iran has simply used it to buy more time to build nuclear weapons. So, and Israel's position now is that time is running out, that a lot of time was wasted. And now Israel is pleased that President Obama said that the military on the table, and that he wouldn't hesitate to use it if America became convinced that Iran was getting a bomb. The problem is that you've got two different military capabilities. Israel's military capability is obviously much more limited, and they feel that their ability to strike may no longer be effective in a few months. Whereas America, being a superpower and having much greater firepower, can afford to wait. The problem for Israel is that can it take America at its word? Does it need to take matters into its own hands? Or can it take America at its word and effectively give it security over to the U.S.? And that's, I think, the dilemma Israel is facing, because nobody really knows what America will do in the end.
Up next, Rush Limbaugh. Is his apology too little too late? We'll talk about it in the Countdown Review next.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. John T. Edwards, U.S. Army 3rd Combat Engineer Battalion.
I arrived in Korea May 57. Now, I was not there during the Korean War, but I was a brief divinity. Kept the 38th parallel. I was in the combat engineers. I will say this, the Korean nation, South Korean nation, is the most appreciative of the sacrifices were made there. And I've been in company of the ambassador of Korea, the mayor of Seoul, and all of them say thank you for your service to our country. I saw a photo not long ago at nighttime, North Korea and South Korea. South Korea was all lit up real pretty. North Korea was dark. So they appreciate the freedom, and they did something with it. And that makes you feel good.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus? How'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
So let us turn on the countdown our attention to the one and only Rush Limbaugh and his comments about the young woman testifying before Congress last week about birth control. Here's host Mike Rosen weighing in on this controversy, and Rush's ability as a wordsmith to not choose words very well.
Rush Limbaugh's comments the other day about Georgetown law student Sandra Fluke, who had earlier testified before Congress about the need for birth control coverage. This has been a hot issue. The Catholic Church, of course, has pushed back regarding the requirement that the church and some of its related organizations and institutions provide contraceptive coverage, which the church regards as an affront to their religious beliefs. The Obama administration has since backed off on that. We discussed that issue as an issue a week or so ago. Now it's a matter of Rush Limbaugh's choice of words. If you've been living in a cave for the last week, let me just summarize what he said. And I'm looking here. What have I got here? I saved this. This was the Denver Post on Saturday, March 3rd, in a sidebar box having to do with this story. It quotes Rush directly. First, he said, "What does it say about the college co-ed who goes before a congressional committee and essentially says that she must be paid to have sex? It makes her a slut, right? It makes her a prostitute. She wants to be paid to have sex." He went on to suggest that Fluke distribute sex tapes of herself. His exact words, "If we are going to pay for your contraceptives and thus pay for you to have sex, we want something for it. We want you to post the videos online so we can all watch." In essence, those were the two offensive passages. I've gotten a number of emails myself. The station has been buried with complaints from people. In the emails to me, "Are you going to attack Rush for what he said?" Well, no, I'm not going to specifically attack him, but let me make it very clear. I'm not going to defend him. I would never have said this. And the logic of Rush's attack doesn't hold up either. She's not a slut, and she's not a prostitute. I should also note that not everybody who takes these prescription contraceptives is taking them in order to prevent a pregnancy. There are people who take drugs in this family because of physical conditions that require these kinds of drugs. I'm also not opposed to contraception. Rush Limbaugh and I would agree on many, many more things than those things we would disagree about. Regarding the essence of Rush's remark, and the two key words here, by the way, are slut and promiscuous. A slut is I just checked the dictionary definition before I came on the air. A slut is a sexually promiscuous woman. In the case of this woman that Rush insulted, the Georgetown University student, Sandra Fluke, he has no idea why she takes birth control pills. Maybe it's because of a physical disorder. She has no idea. He has no idea whether she's promiscuous, undiscriminating, and has no idea about the frequency. So he was off base in using those words, and he has since apologized.
Here is another radio man, Keith Larson, in fact, talking about the hypocrisy of the apology that came from Rush.
It's another one of these apology swirls. So many people, left, right, Democrat, Republican, who cares, politician, not a politician, whatever. The apology swirl, the apology hypocrisy is so fascinating to me, amusing, entertaining. These moments tell you so much about people. They just really do. I mean, you usually know about people anyway, but these apology swirl moments really tell you a lot about people. So let me grab some of these emails. I've got the Rush Limbaugh statement here. That email from a second ago, Rush has been a blowhard for many, many years, might have finally bitten him, but I doubt it. Keith, this was not an attack on women. It was a comment about a woman asking for somebody else to pay for her having sex without getting pregnant. Another thing is, Rush cannot get fired. He works for himself. Well, that's not true. All right, so there's some of the smattering of the Rush email. Now, the story is, and I have to tell you what, I was only tricklingly aware of this from Wednesday through Thursday through Friday. Well, I guess there was a little swirl building and people were responding to his comments from Wednesday. Well, that's fine. So he was digging the swirl and getting back into it Thursday. He got back into it Friday and, you know, was sticking by his comments, repeating them. I think he replayed them. He added to them. He amplified. It was Friday. He may have made the comment Thursday, too, but I know on Friday he made or repeated the comment about, I'll buy all the women at Georgetown all the aspirins they need for between their knees. So, I mean, you go through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on this thing, and Rush says what he says. He's fine with what he says. He digs what he says. He stands by what he says. He amplifies what he says. He has more fun with what he says. All of that. Saturday, he apologizes. Saturday, he issues a statement apologizing for his attack on Georgetown Law School student Susan Fluke. And he says on Saturday, I did not mean a personal attack on Ms. Fluke. He says his choice of words was not the best. This is what he says Saturday. Well, his choice of words, not the best. He made the comments Wednesday, stood by them Thursday, had more fun with them, stood by them Friday. At what point in time did he decide that his choice of words was not the best? And what caused him to think differently? For the better part of what, 3 days, 72 hours, he thought his comments were fine. He was having hysterical fun with them. And that's fine if he thinks his comments were fine and were fun. Stand by, that's fine. But he's saying in his apology his choice of words was not the best, but he absolutely stood by his choice of words. After sleeping on it Wednesday night, after sleeping on it Thursday night, each day doing the show again, the words were fine, and he amplified them. And he didn't mean it as a personal attack on Ms. Fluke? How do you accidentally call somebody a slut and a prostitute? How does that happen? Like, oh, oops. Oh, I just called you a slut. Oh, prostitute. Oh, I just said in exchange for the free birth control, you need to make videos of all this sex you're having and post them online so that we can watch. We taxpayers, is what he said. We taxpayers, providing your birth control, we need to get something in exchange. So, you know, make videos and post them online. Now, how do you accidentally, like he just slipped? He just slipped. He bumped his head and said those things. Typical nonsense. This is just typical. Rush all of a sudden realized, holy cow, I have stepped in it this time. And so, after the comments, after days of amplifying and having fun with the comments, all of a sudden there's real heat, all of a sudden it's not going away, all of a sudden advertisers, all of a sudden sponsors, all of a sudden radio stations hearing about it, all of a sudden his own fellow Republicans started, and so now, he didn't mean it as a personal attack. Now, it was not the best choice of words. The apology hypocrisy. All over again.
All right, enough on free speech. Let's shift our focus to the tornado cleanup in the Midwest next here on The Countdown.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So a lot of attention being given to the weather already, and it isn't even springtime yet. That includes the storm cleanup across the Midwest from last week and over the weekend. Here hosts Elizabeth Hess and David Gentry talk to Leanna Kossman about her group of friends who hooked up with other volunteers as part of that huge cleanup effort in Harrisburg, Illinois, one of the many towns recovering from the series of tornadoes across the Midwest over the weekend.
Tell us a little bit about how many people went and what did you see when you got there?
Well, we were a small band of only seven people, and Pyatt Tran out of Monticello provided our free shuttle transportation and driver. That was amazing because it's so far to go. It's about a 3.5-hour drive each way. And we got hooked up down there through Operation Blessing with a larger group of volunteers, and we were assigned to a quadrant. The tornado area is broken up into quadrants. And we worked one corner for the whole day, three houses in one pile. And we met a fellow named Roy, and the bulk of the stuff in the pile belonged to his parents' home, which was ripped right off the foundation, mm-hmm. and his parents were found in a closet. They're still actually in the hospital.
Wow.
His mom's going to be released today, but they don't think his dad's going to make it. They're quite elderly.
Yeah. Leanne, are you in Harrisburg, or where are you?
No, I'm in traffic on Winder Road.
Oh, you're back.
I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah,
were you in Harrisburg itself, or there were several little towns around there?
No, we were in Harrisburg.
Okay.
Yeah, we were in Harrisburg. And the path of destruction is very large. It's such a small town, and it really wiped out, you know, 300 homes or more.
Wow.
Businesses. There was a sporting goods store that was just a pile of rubble. Really quite amazing to see what a tornado can do and how it can tear a perfectly good home to just bits and pieces and absolutely nothing. And so we spent the day making piles. Emergency management requests that you make piles, vegetative debris, trees and such will be chewed up and turned into mulch. And house remnants will be sent to a new landfill, and appliances have to be dealt with a certain way, and hazmat materials like cans and, you know, paint and things have to be dealt with a certain way, and then metal gets picked up for scrap. So
I never thought about that. They have to make some sort of order out of the rubble, I guess.
Right. So you sit there all day and you pull pieces out of rubble and you cart them down to a big pile, and then, you know, when that's all finished, the big crews come in and clean up all that stuff, and it's really quite a process to see.
Host Scott Sloan and Gary Sullivan talking about recovering from natural disasters in general. They use the tornadoes as an example.
You know, Gary, in all seriousness, we don't really think about this stuff. You see it on TV, you go, no, it wasn't me. I mean, I feel bad for these people. But
exactly.
When it happens in your backyard, when it happens 20 miles away from where you are, you go, it can happen to me. And sure. On that note, man, you want to talk about just turning your whole world upside down. I couldn't imagine not having my house. You think of your house being gone, but you think of everything that you have collected over the course of a lifetime blown away in a second.
Just unbelievable. And you were talking about just Cincinnati in general, how people have helped. So true. You know, one of the really, I think, encouraging things, you haven't heard one story about looting, have you?
No, and I think that Highway Patrol and the Sheriff's Department do a really good job at doing that.
I mean, really, when you have disasters like that, you know, I'm old enough, I remember the 74 tornadoes.
Really?
Yeah.
The Xenia one?
Yeah.
Oh,
boy. In Cincinnati. And, you know, this was like the second next to that. So,
I'm old enough. I remember the 99 tornado.
Do you? I didn't know you did that. But it was, you know, doing the show on Saturday, doing home improvement, it was kind of surreal, kind of melancholy. Because when you look at the news, it's some of these homes, century homes. And just the whole exterior just peeled away. In one home, I saw the interior, because those things are built like storm shelters.
Right, right.
The interior was still standing, but the whole exterior was simply pulled away.
Yeah, it looks like a dollhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
The back of a dollhouse.
So, you know, it's time to rebuild. You know, I mean, look what happened in Joplin and Alabama last year. Whole entire town.
Katrina,
year,
right.
Happens, totally destroyed. And, you know, I think sometimes when you look at the whole universe, we are just ants. You know, now it's time to put the colony back together.
Right, right. You're very right. You're very true. Now, when it comes to that, let's say, God forbid this happens, we get another string of these things, hits you. If you're involved in the path of the storm, your house gets hit by a tornado. Now, some of it, obviously, siding, roofing, that can be done. But at what point, from a contractor perspective, or maybe a building inspector perspective, do you rebuild or you tear down?
Yeah, I think the building inspectors will go through that eventually, and they will tell you whether you're going to rebuild or tear it down. You're not going to make that decision.
It's not up to you. What do they look for? It's structural.
You know what? I'm not a structural engineer.
I don't know exactly what
they're looking at, but they're certainly going to make sure that that frame that you have is structurally sound.
Load-bearing members are sound and all that stuff.
I mean, I'm sure that's the kind of stuff
they
look at.
I know people want to get back in there as soon as possible, but it really isn't safe unless you have a structural engineer, a building inspector, someone who knows this stuff.
Because
those things, it doesn't take much, man.
Oh, no. I mean, sometimes those houses literally have shifted off the foundation. Sometimes they're completely off the foundation. Little cattywampus is off the foundation. Those things all kind of go in to whether you're going to rebuild or not.
All of these things are covered, and then some. You go to the Countdown Show box at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter / Good Day Show.